Chapter 30. How'd you hear about us? Another standard question I ask all of the local advertisers I meet with is, do you track your advertising? Oftentimes, I'll get a very confident response, oh yeah, we track everything. That leads me to ask, how do you track? Which elicits the scary answer. We ask everybody who walks in. Or, we ask everybody who calls in. I dig deeper. What do you ask them? How'd you hear about us? Is the reply. Okay, let's stop right there. If how'd you hear about us is your advertising tracking device, you are in big trouble. How'd you hear about us is not only a flawed tracking system, it potentially does more damage than good. Instead of asking, how'd you hear about us, you might as well ask every new prospect who walks in, what'd you have for breakfast yesterday? Because they don't know the answer to that question either. The data is almost as accurate. In all seriousness, I would never be so bold as to tell you not to ask your customers, how'd you hear about us? Or what brought you in today? But please be careful with the answers you receive. The reason is simple. Most people have no idea how they heard about you or what brought them in. That's not their responsibility. They don't care whether they heard about you on television, their smartphone, Facebook, or at a cocktail party, nor should they care. All that matters to them is that they have engaged your business, and that's what should matter most to you at that time. Here's the real potential danger. Once you ask, how'd you hear about us? Or what brought you in today? The customer feels compelled to give you an answer. And they really don't know. So now you're collecting bogus information. If you're a local business that aggressively trains all of your frontliners to ask, how'd you hear about us? Or what brought you in today? So you can track the effectiveness of your advertising and make decisions moving forward, I urge you to reconsider that strategy. I bet that sometime in your business life, if how'd you hear about us is your advertising tracking system, you've heard a response that you know full well is incorrect. At least once, if not many times, you've heard someone reply, oh, I heard you this morning on the Q101 Morning Zoo. It's the only thing I listen to. And you know you never, ever, ever spent a penny on that radio station. But they insist. Here's the good news. Today, almost all initial contact is made via your website. Your website is your new front door, and the beauty of our digital tools is that they are completely trackable. Your Google Analytics can tell you who came to your front door, how they got there, how long they stayed inside, where they wandered, and where they exited. But there's still a danger in deciphering the data. Here's my digital, how'd you hear about us, horror story. I was meeting with a car dealership in a mid-sized market in the West. It was a nice dealership that featured Volvo and a few other import lines. The dealer brought his future son-in-law to the meeting as the son-in-law had recently taken over all the advertising for the dealership. At the beginning of the meeting, the son-in-law was quick to inform me that they would soon be canceling all of their traditional advertising. No more television, no more radio, no more direct mail, no more billboards. He told me that instead, they'd be reinvesting that money into better signage at the storefront. I took a few seconds to process what I had just heard. Did this guy really just tell me his television campaign was being trumped for more balloons? His radio was being replaced by an air dancer? What's driving this decision? I had to ask. His explanation. We've installed new dealer management software, and we make all of our salespeople ask, what brought you in today? And the number one answer logged in by our salespeople, by far, is just driving by. So we're pulling our advertising and spending that money on our storefront. Well then, if that's what the data says... That Friday night, while flying back home, I became engaged in a friendly conversation with the passenger sitting next to me. We exchanged the typical pleasantries, and after some conversation, I asked her what she did for a living. She replied, "Oh, I work for a company called Reynolds & Reynolds," fully anticipating that I'd have no idea who that was. "Oh, the automotive software company," I said. She was surprised. "You know about Reynolds & Reynolds?" "Yeah, I used to work for an internet development company, and we'd have to integrate with Reynolds & Reynolds for back-end of our car dealer websites," I said quite proudly. "So, what do you do for Reynolds & Reynolds?" "Oh, I'm a trainer. I go into the dealerships and help them learn and use our system." "Hmm. Do you ever get into the showroom and interact with the salespeople?" I asked. "Oh, yeah, all the time," she replied. "Okay, so let me ask you a question. Does your software have anything like a lead tracking component to it?" "Oh, most definitely," my new friend responded. "It's a big part of what we pitch to our dealers. In fact, salespeople can't even log in and up until they fill in the "What brought you in today?" field." "And how does that field work?" I pressed. "Oh, it's a drop-down menu." "And what's the first choice on the drop-down menu?" "Just driving by." Enlightenment at 30,000 feet. "What brought you in today? So how'd you hear about us?" are not systematic ways to make advertising decisions, regardless of how you received the information. And their cousin? Well, nobody came right out and said they saw the ad, but business is up 12%, is just as dangerous.